It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. I am your host. Today is July 21st, 2023. Still smoking hot outside. I'm ready for this heat wave to break. It's killing me. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. Don't be oblivious when you're out mingling with your buddies this weekend. And don't forget to click on all the things that support the show. You know what I'm talking about. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Cat Stevens is 74. And Krishal Stause, I don't know who she is, but she's quite the looker, so I included her. She is 41. She is a soap star. I guess, I forget which ones. I guess she was on a couple of the ones that are remaining. I think soaps are dying out. I know the one my mom was watching when I was a kid and into my adulthood, The Guiding Light, They went out of business. All right. Also on this day in history, in 2011, NASA ended the space shuttle program after 135 missions. Overall, I would say that it was a success. They did have some bad flights, I would say. One I witnessed as a kid that was somewhat traumatizing, you know. We watched it in my classroom, and yeah, I think we all know which one that was. Not fun. But in 1987, Guns N' Roses released what is, without a doubt, and it's really not even debatable, the greatest rock and roll album ever, Appetite for Destruction. The album went on to sell 17 million copies. Goodness gracious. All right, we've got a story from CNN. Investigators in Gilgo Beach case operating on theory that the killings occurred in suspect's home. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I guess he had family at the time, and he would... the article went on to read this, that they suspect that he probably waited till his family was like out of town, and then, you know, he had the house to himself, and that's when these killings happen. Right, we got a story from Newsmax here. Police took laptops and documents from home searched in Tupac Shakur's 1996 killing. Yeah, see, this is it's still a cold case. He was killed while riding shotgun in a car that was driven by Biggie Smalls. I believe it was either in Vegas or L.A. There might be an arrest. I'd go to Newsmax and read this article if you're interested in this cold case. But they're not giving up. That's one amazing thing about American detectives. They just keep going and going. It's unbelievable. But I hope they find the guy and bring him to justice. I really do. I mean, I'm not a big rap fan, but, you know, I don't think he deserved that. And I'm not, you know, so, yeah, lock the guy up. We got one from CNN here. San Diego Comic-Con moves forward without its usual star power. Yeah, see, this Hollywood strike is still on with the Writers Guild and actors now. So, yeah, I guess they're not going to be attending the Comic-Con, but the show will go on. So, yeah, if that's your thing, you can still do it. We got one from Newsmax. This is sad. Legendary Tony Bennett passed away today at age 96. Wow. Just for a man to live till 96 is quite the feat. But, yeah, he is a legend. If you don't know him, then, yeah, I feel bad for you. You're probably a millennial or something like that. But here's one from CNN. Oh, here, this one's about a dumbass. Charles Barkley defends LGB plus community. Quote, if you have a problem with them, F you, unquote. Okay, well, here's the thing, Charlie. We live in a free country, so generally speaking, we're fine with people believing, feeling, and doing what they want for the most part, as long as it doesn't affect the general public. So, yeah. But here's the thing, you know, when you shove it down our throats, that's when it gets bad. You know, if you can't go buy a six-pack of beer without seeing it on the can, that's shoving it down our throats. What the hell does that stuff have to do with beer? Why can't you go see a professional sports game without seeing rainbow colors and whatever all over the uniforms and stuff? What does it have to do with sports? And when you start grooming kids and influencing kids, that's where we draw the line. The people are not having it. The people are not having it. I'm sorry. So, yeah, Charles, you're a dumbass. All right. Got one here from Fox News. This one's crazy. It's kind of uplifting yet terrible. But we always end the show with a good news story because that's how we roll. We don't want to, you know, leave you depressed. You know what I mean? So we've got, you know, we got the weekend to look forward to, and we want to lead you into the weekend on a good note. So we will do that. But here is a sad one. Excuse me, I just bumped into the microphone. This one's from Fox News. Abandoned baby girl in Lebanon found in garbage bag being carried by stray dog, report says. Unbelievable. This shows you that dogs, how amazing dogs are. I'm going to read a little bit of this article. A stray dog in Lebanon was found carrying an abandoned baby girl inside a black garbage bag left outside a government building, according to media reports. Goodness gracious. The dog was holding the bag in its mouth when a passerby heard cries coming from inside, the National reported. The child was taken to the Islamic hospital in the northern city of Tripoli before being transferred to another care facility. Images of the girl show her with what appears to be bruises and abrasions on her face and body. Yeah, her face was all red. There's a picture of it in the article. But that's terrible. But that's just amazing that this dog knew that, you know, this baby needed to be taken care of. It needed attention, and this dog's like, probably carrying it around like, all right, someone needs to take this baby off my hands, off my paws, because I can't really care for it because, you know, I'm a dog, but I know something's not right here. Dogs are incredible, I'm telling you. So that's sad, but it's inspiring to see how a dog can handle some situations. All right, that leaves us with a good news story. But before we get to that, I just want to say, send me an email, chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And click all the things that make the show happen, like subscribe. Click subscribe, share it with people, and tell your friends and family about it. All right, here is the good news story. Utah kitten wearing tiny... You know, I apologize, I forget. I think this one was from Fox News. But anyway, Utah kitten wearing tiny splints takes internet by storm. Quote, people love an underdog. Well, in this case, an under cat. But you get the drift here. So I'm just going to summarize everything that I read, because they didn't really have any paragraphs that tell, you know, enough of the story. But this cat was found, I think, 2 days old. And it had a sibling that did not make it. But I guess all of its legs were deformed. So the cats, they weren't broken or anything. This cat just has deformities from birth. It also has a cleft palate, so they had to tube feed it. But they named it Tater Tot because it was a gold cat and it probably, you know, looked like a tater tot. But yeah. They put two casts on his front legs. Maybe his back legs were okay. I don't know, but he's got two casts on his... You got to see the pictures. It is adorable, this little thing with two different colored... One's pink and one's green, I think. So a year from now, it's going to have surgery on its cleft palate, which is like a top lip, cleft lip thing. But so it's just unbelievable. It's just this little kitten, and it's getting all this care... you know, here one story, someone leaves a baby human being like outside a government building. And then this other story, they're like nursing this little kitten back to health so it can have an amazing life. It's just, yeah, it's amazing what good people are capable of. The time. You know, imagine all the time they're going to spend on this little cat. You know what I mean? So hats off to that family. We wish that kitten a long, healthy life. That is the episode for today, folks. We really appreciate you listening, and we hope you listen on Tuesday. Until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.